Commissioner Carmona, any comments today, sir?
No comments for me.
Very good. And I, too, have no comments, so we'll bring us into item 7, discussion for possible action. This is discussion and possible approval for the District Attorney's Office to commence such action as that office sees fit to determine the status of all or part of Long Valley Road and to name as defendants, respondents, in such suit, such person or persons as the District Attorney's Office believes to be most appropriate. So at this time, I will go ahead and turn this over to District Attorney Ann Langer.
Good morning, gentlemen. As the chairman has pointed out, this is a request from the District Attorney's Office to request authorization to potentially file a lawsuit to determine the nature of Long Valley Road. This road has been in dispute for at least a couple of years now as to whether it's a public or private. And in any sort of lawsuits that are civil in nature, where the county is a party, the district attorney's office in this particular situation has to request authorization from the board. It's a checks and balance system. Generally, you'll see our office get involved when we're defending suits on the part of the county. This is the first time since I've been the district attorney over the last 6 years where I'm requesting the authorization to file a suit on behalf of the county based on the fact that over numerous attempts to make a determination on whether Long Valley is a 2477 Road. At this point, we believe that we need a clarification from a court of law, so I am requesting authorization to file a suit.
Very good.
Does anybody have any questions?
Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the district attorney?
I do not, thank you, Ann.
Thank you.
Commissioner Carmona, do you have any questions for Ann?
I want to clarify, do you think that this will go before a judge for the decision? Is that how this is going to happen?
That's how it works. If we file suit, this is the determination will be made by a court of law.
Okay.
In a declaratory relief action. So, yes.
All right. And who will be deciding on the final, making the call on the final ownership? Will that as well be the judge?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner Carmona. I see that Sheriff Antonoro has joined the meeting. Do you have any comments to make on this today, Jerry?
I don't really have anything to add, Mr. Chairman. Just that it would be nice to get some kind of clarification so we know how to proceed going forward. So all in support of getting that clarification.
All right. Very good, Jerry. All right. With that said, why don't we go ahead and we'll open up for public comment. For those of you that might be muted, you can do *6 to unmute your iPhone or iPad, or you can do I-9 to raise your hand. But anyway, who would like to go first on public comment? Okay, I see Nicole has her hand up. Go ahead, Ms. Bard.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Just a question. When you say we're going to suit, you haven't mentioned against whom you will be bringing suit. Can you talk about that, please? Thank you.
Ms. Langer?
As we stated that we haven't made the determination on how the actual caption is going to read, so actually, no, I cannot answer that question at this time.
Okay. Additional public comment? I know that there's been controversy over Long Valley Road for many years. There's been a lot of different players over the course of time in involvement with closing that road at will. And so I agree with where the district attorney is going with this. I think we need to finally get resolution to ownership of the road. It's been brought to our attention that the tensions have escalated in that neighborhood. And so I just think that it wouldn't be prudent for this board to continue to go forward without working with the district attorney and getting final resolution on this. So anyway, I'm going to go around the room one more time and ask for additional public comment.
Yes, sir. Right here.
Okay. I don't know how to pronounce your last name. Would you identify yourself, sir?
My name is Guy Nicochet, sir.
All right. Mr. Nicochet, you have the floor for 3 minutes.
Okay. Why are you guys trying to determine whether or not this road is public or private? What is the determination factor for?
I think that's self-explanatory, sir, that if it's a public road, that it's open to anybody who wants to use it at any time. If it's privately owned, then that person has the ability to go ahead and rope it off or chain it off or fence it off, I would suppose. So, but anyway, to get a better explanation, I'm going to go to the district attorney. Ms. Langer.
Okay.
I think you answered it. The bottom line is there's been a lot of controversy over this road for the last couple of years, and it has come to a point where trying out various remedies to make a determination that we are asking for authorization that a court of law intervene to make a determination on whether it's a what would be called a 2477 road, which is a public road, or a private road.
Well, but you still haven't determined why you're doing this. None of you have said why you're doing this.
I did earlier, Mr. Nicochet. I said that the tensions have escalated in that neighborhood, and it's brought us to this decision today to go to decide whether or not to go forward and take the legal action that's necessary to remedy it as to whether it's privately or publicly held.
What is the purpose of it being public or private? And the people that live there own the property there, more than likely, correct?
Well, you've asked me two questions. The answer to your first question is, I've already answered, is to make a determination on if it's privately or publicly held. If it's owned by the taxpayers, a private individual has no right to go ahead and limit access to that road.
There is no limited access on that road right now. Every time I've gone up to see my property, I've had no problem driving onto that road. So that's why I'm trying to determine what is behind the scenes that I'm not seeing that you guys are trying to make determination for.
Ms. Langer?
I don't think there's really behind the scenes. I think it's as simple as determining whether it's a public roadway that people have public access to. There are varying decisions and thought processes from different people in the county. And at this point, we're going to take it forward to have a court determine what it is. And then there'll be no question.
I'm sorry. I just hear stories that you guys are trying to make a road that goes all the way to the business park. And you guys want to use Long Valley Road. Is that correct?
Well, you're a little bit off track. That's not what we're here to discuss. But I'm going to answer your question anyway. It's no. The county doesn't have any intention of improving this road for access to Lockwood or the TRI. This is simply to go ahead and determine if this is a privately owned road or if it's a publicly owned road. And that is the only thing that we're talking about. All right. Additional public comment.
Sir, William Marshall?
Yeah, who's this? Go ahead and identify yourself.
This is Joseph Bowman, and I have just a few questions. It seems like you're putting the cart before the horse with a legal lawsuit without doing historical research. And I was wondering why the county hasn't hired a firm to do historical research on the right-of-ways as they are.
Well, that's a good question, and we have done exactly that. We have hired someone to do that, and we do believe that we have the information necessary in order to go forward with this action. Additional public comment?
Very good, because I have actually done a lot of historical research on the easements and roadways in the area, and just from the summary that was proposed with this notice, you're inaccurate. But that's fine. We'll wait.
Okay.
We'll wait for the court.
Thank you for your comments. Okay. Additional public comment.
Sir?
Yes?
If it is determined to be public, then what is the consequence for that?
Well, I don't think there's any consequences, Mr. Nicochet. It simply means that no one would be able to restrict access to that road unless the county had to close it for any certain reason, for a fire or emergency of some sort. But other than that, that road would stay open, unobstructed, going forward, if in fact that's how the court decides. Mr. Mack, I see you have your hand up. Go right ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity to ask a question. On the last comments about no consequences, one of the concerns I would have based on that response is, I understand the idea that it's a public road. Access couldn't be restricted. I assume that kind of a determination would also apply to the entire Highlands area, because the entire Highlands area came in the same way. That's kind of a separate issue. Quick question is, those of us that do have property out in this area and that do want to maintain that road for access, if it's deemed a public road, are we going to be essentially forbidden to improve that road or to maintain it because it's a public road?
Gary, I can answer the first part of your question, which is the roads in the Highlands. And the roads in the Highlands outside of Cartwright and Lousetown are all privately owned by the homeowners associations. And therefore, the homeowners can do whatever they want to with those roads.
Right. And to that point, sir, as you recall, Corey's also had a POA up at the time. Like I said, they all basically came in with POAs. So my assumption is that same state would apply to the 40s if the county assumed or claimed the right, public access right, in the 40s, that claim would seem to be the same for the ones in the 10s, feel it or not. But the real question, like you said, is just property owners out here that need to maintain this road. For example, I can build grade 341. Now, clearly that would be out of bounds for a private citizen to do. The concern would be, is that going to apply to Long Valley? We have plow or gravel or retainer.
Well, you know. Okay, yeah. Gary, anyway, that's a good question. I'm not prepared to answer that question right now. For individuals to maintain a publicly owned road, I'm not sure what the rules or consequences could be on something like that, if any. I know that people have maintained parts of that road for access to their own property, and I've seen that done around Virginia City as well, when we've had limited resources to move snow, where private owners of snowplows would move snow. So it's never been an issue in the past. I don't foresee it being an issue in the future, but that'll be something maybe to bring forward after we get resolution from a court on ownership of Long Valley Road. So good question, Gary, but I just don't, I'm not.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you, Gary. All right. We'll open it up for additional public comment. All right, hearing no additional comment, I'm going to go to Vice Chairman Carmona and ask you if you'll entertain a motion to approve this action.
Hi, Commissioner Jay Carmona moved to authorize the District Attorney's Office to commence such legal action as the as that office sees fit to determine the status of all or part of Long Valley Road and to name as defendant respondents as that office nation.
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion and I have a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.